And we'll begin the public hearing on the next public hearing item that we have. And we have Commissioners Jensen, Johnson, Brown in attendance, Malcolm, Casey, and Steve Wall from the county. And so this public hearing is to consider amending the Sevier County Code, Title 5, Public Works, in this Chapter 55, Road Department.
52.
I don't know what, I can't read or something with my glasses. Anyway, it's 51, the Road Department, and Chapters 52, Construction, Maintenance, and Use of County Roads. And so we're in public hearing now. And I think, McLean, you're prepared to kind of visit about this one. We have a Road Department people here as well, but go ahead then. So.
This amendment is adding a Road Department section in 51. What this is outlining is the responsibilities of the Road Department and who has jurisdiction over certain types of things, such as encroachment permits, who the legislative body is for any appeals for that as well, and then any of the
say that again.
Any
who is
the appeal body would be commission.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yep. So that's a high level summary of how the Road Department functions and what they do for the county itself.
So what difference has that been with this proposal that has been? Is there much change, I guess, is that what I'm asking?
All it's doing is adding that in, so outlining basically what the Road Department does.
Okay.
What it does is helps with the subdivision ordinance, which okay. You'll be seeing here in about a month, coming to the commission. What it's doing is helping the subdivision ordinance, outlining who or what the requirements are for the subdivision ordinance at the Road Department. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
I think so.
So basically, the subdivision will point to this chapter and say these are the requirements that the Road Department has in order to go get a subdivision plat done.
Okay.
Section 52 is outlining this section 52 is the county road standards. So we've taken the standards from the transportation plan, which is not where they're supposed to be, and putting them into chapter 52, which is where they're supposed to be, in order for us to enforce those standards on development and the county itself.
The planning document, the transportation master plan, is that it's just a planning document. It doesn't have the same strength as those standards being in an ordinance, because we can enforce an ordinance and not necessarily a planning document. So it puts the standards in a better legal position to, when okay, development yeah. comes to say, hey, there's a standard you're legally required to follow.
The amendments to Chapter 52 also include changes pertaining to the construction, maintenance, and use of county roads. So along with the subdivision ordinance that we're going to be looking at next month, we changed things within Section 52 to comply with the new subdivision requirements, as well as any associated penalties for blocking right-of-ways or prohibiting use or putting gates in, outlining all of the penalties for individuals that may do XYZ. And the attorneys have reviewed those and given their okay on those as well. It outlines the requirements for trees and planting within the right-of-way, and it addresses some do not spray requests that the County Road Department is getting and how to handle those. It also talks about snow removal and whether or not the county is going to allow private permitting for snow plowing. I think where we ended on that was we're not allowing private permits on county roads to plow roads. Any questions on that?
Is there any verbiage in that in case of?
No. there's not, as far as the plowing goes.
And if there was a situation where the road department needed somebody to do that, does the commission have the authority to say, okay?
Yes.
The way it's written now, we can do that?
Yeah, you would be able to, basically you would do that in a commission meeting. What this is saying is the county's not going to give a permit to a private individual to go plow their own private county road. Yeah.
Let's hope for a snowmageddon.
Yeah.
Let's hope for so much snow that we have to contract it out.
Is that a problem, Brody?
That's where the concern is.
Cabin owners that wanted permits to plow county roads
up to their place.
But then if they're plowing the road and they damage it, then how do you enforce them fixing the road?
I see. Yeah.
You just assess it to the property tax.
That's where it comes from. Any other questions on that one?
Do you plow the road up? I mean, the you know, the stock trail going up beside a canyon. You don't plow snow on that, do you?
No.
And no.
To the oil.
Yeah.
Just to where the oil ends.
Yep. Okay. Any other public comments? Seeing none, then we would close the public hearing on this issue.